All right. Earlier in the week, I had an opportunity to catch up with the coach of El Tri, the Mexican national team coach, Juan Carlos Osorio. Well, Juan Carlos, you know, I look at your schedule with you got two friendlies coming up, Croatia and Ireland, and ultimately you'll get to Houston here June 28th against Ghana. Confederations Cup, Gold Cup, qualifiers. How do you keep this all together?
Well, I think you see, it is a very challenging situation. However, that's the way it is. We have to fulfill all the Mexican Federation commitments, and obviously also the two qualifying games, which are the most important games for us, and then the Confederations Cup. But the way we decide to do it is we have a list of 32 players, and for the first two, for the friendlies, and for the two friendlies against Croatia and Ireland, and then for the two qualifiers against Honduras and U.S. And the second group, and the same group will go for the Confederations Cup. And we have a second group made up of players with less experience, players that are either starting this year and or other players that are not frequently part of the squad that represents the national team. So basically we divide it into big groups, and hopefully we'll have enough depth in the two squads for us to have a good representation in both tournaments.
Juan Carlos, obviously, us being here in Houston with Kubo Torres playing for the Houston Dynamo, does he figure into the plans, and what are your thoughts on Kubo at this moment?
Well, I think, we think that it says a lot about him. First of all, we all know that he had to adjust to the MLS. Something that I have mentioned in the past. It's a very athletic league, and at first it was difficult for him, like it is for everybody. But now that he has scored 8 goals in 9 games, and he's a very influential player, it only makes us believe that he's good for Mexican football. And we consider him as an important player, and we are keeping an eye on him. And hopefully he will be in one of the two squads that will represent Mexico in the next busy summer.
Mexican coach Juan Carlos Osorio, we're very pleased to have him joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Anytime you put out a roster, I kind of feel for you because, you know, you're going to get criticized no matter what. I think that's just a fact. Is that because just so much depth when it comes to the choices you have to make for the Mexican national team, the depth of players that you have?
I think it's a matter of how you want to look at it. This is a country made up of more than 120 million potential coaches. So they all have their own list and their own questions. So we, the coaching staff, understand that that's part of the job that we are in, and we understand that that's the way it is. So we just try to be fair with everybody. We try and we do analyze every single game. Every weekend, we go to 6, 7, 8 different games between the 5 of us in the coaching staff. And we have a way to analyze the games. We compare our comments and our analysis of the games, and then we decide on the players. After that, it's just a matter of taking the way it is. So, like you said in your question, we'll be criticized no matter what. And we understand that's part of the business, that's part of this job, and just like I said before, I just try to be fair and honest with everybody.
Juan Carlos, I marvel at your career, and I know it going all the way back to Southern Connecticut State, Major League Soccer, Manchester City, Puebla, Atletico Nacional, Sao Paulo. I mean, we're talking about very big clubs here that you have managed. Did all of this prepare you for the pressure in Mexico? Because as a human being can only take so much. How do you handle that pressure that you get in Mexico?
Very good question. First of all, and I hope I don't hurt anybody, but I don't watch any television programs, or I don't read any paper. I don't follow any TV program with pundits and experts, so-called experts. Mm-hmm. I just concentrate on my task at hand. I watch between 10 and 15 games a week. I train every other day in the morning, first thing in the morning. I like to watch football. I call it football retro or soccer retro, which means Ajax and the Dutch national team from 74, 78. I go back and watch a lot of the Champions League finals since, you know, the time that Milan versus Barcelona with Johan Cruyff and Capello and all those top coaches. And I try to learn, try to revise all those games and try to concentrate on what I have to do rather than trying to understand why and how the criticism comes from. And I read a lot about leadership. I spend a lot of time in watching other top managers. Well, not that I am, you know, watching the top managers in the football world, Ferguson, Guardiola, Simeone, Bielsa, Ancelotti, all those top coaches, and watch the press conferences and try to learn from them, as opposed to spending time listening to the critics.
Juan Carlos Osorio, this is a special moment here on ESPN 97.5, getting the man who is in charge of Mexico. Just a reminder, Juan Carlos Osorio is 13-1-2 with Mexico since 2016, so it's pretty remarkable. And you know, Juan Carlos, you have a lot of fans here in the United States because of all the time you've spent here.
You mean me personally?
Yes, you personally, you do. You have a lot of people that are rooting for you because a lot of people are going to say Juan Carlos Osorio is a part of the American system. You know, we're going to kind of claim you.
I didn't know that, but now that you mentioned it, I can only be very thankful to you. And I used to say that I try to work as hard as I can to be recognized as a top, you know, as a good trainer, good coach, make my family proud, make my country proud of our job. But now that you mentioned them, I have one more motivation, and it's to make you, to represent you all that.
Well, I think it's true. I mean, it may not be quite as high on the day the U.S. plays Mexico, but I think at the other time periods, I think it's excellent. I want to take you into the rotation policy that you believe in, and what are the advantages of the rotation policy, and really using the breadth and the depth of your roster and your players.
I think that's an excellent question. To start with, I would say that that goes back to my roots in England and United States, where all the collective sports, the team sports like American football, even baseball, basketball, volleyball, And this is a sport that I really, my favorite sport to watch is rugby. They all rotate the squad. They all believe in rotation. Now, I do have to, I need to say that the first person that introduced me to that was Mr. Ferguson. And I think if there is one man that knows about competitiveness, about generating a healthy, competitive work environment, he has to be Ferguson. He rebuilt Man United through 25 years and won plenty of trophies, and always under that philosophy that you have to rotate the squad, you have to give the players the opportunity to compete for a position, so there is no automatic position and there is nobody falling into the comfort zone. And if there is, you will have to pay for that attitude with a C, attitude, no aptitude. And ever since I heard that from Ferguson, or Mr. Ferguson himself, back in 2001, when I went to England and worked for Manchester City and asked him to allow me to watch their training sessions, then he really put a mark on my career.
Yeah, it's fascinating the influences you've had, Juan Carlos. And again, I mentioned that you're 13-1-2 with Mexico. It's unbelievable. And you still get criticized at times because of the rotation policy. I want to take you back to the Chile game in Copa Centenario. It's a big loss. It was one that got everybody stirred up. And my understanding, I read somewhere that you went on a little bit of a sabbatical, and you went and met one of your mentors, Marcelo Bielsa, the former Argentina coach. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I think when you are in a winning streak, everything is fine and well. And we were winning. We were favorites to many people. We were doing really well. And then it came the loss. And I think when that happened, that made me realize that I do have a lot to learn. So I look for help on one or two top managers that are A, I admire, and B, have gone through a similar situation. And nobody better than Marcelo Bielsa. You remember him with Argentina, one of the best teams in Korea and Japan. He didn't succeed. And the 5 days that I spent with him was a tremendous positive experience for me. I exchanged a lot of ideas with him. I learned a lot. And there is a very famous writer in Argentina, Jorge Luis Borges. And he wrote once that the humble defeat has the humility that the noisy victory doesn't deserve. And I think that sets it all. When you lose and you are magnanimous in defeat, then there is a great chance for learning. If you don't learn from the defeat, then I think the arrogance takes over. And that's a recipe for defeat and for stoutness. So I think that I learned a lot from the games that we have won at club level and with the national team. That if I have to give you just one game that I learned the most, I think that was that defeat.
Juan Carlos Osorio joining us. Juan, we'll ask you one more question. We'll let you go. We really thank you so much for coming on the program and really sharing a lot of this wonderful information. I have to think that you're proud of a couple of your compatriots here in the U.S. Wilmer Cabrera here in Houston, Oscar Perea in Dallas are guys that you know very well and you know from Major League Soccer. And I must say that all of you as Colombian coaches are doing so well. I would have to think that you're very proud to seeing them get real opportunity in Major League Soccer and take advantage of it.
Yes, I am. I think Wilmer and Oscar are doing a terrific job. I can only congratulate them, and I am very proud of the very good job that they are doing, both at the club, and hopefully they will continue doing so.
Well, thank you very much, Juan Carlos. We do appreciate it. Best of luck in your future with Mexico. A lot of people have really watched your career that has just continued to blossom, and thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Once again, Mr. Davis, thank you very much for your words, and hopefully we'll continue on learning and growing, and hopefully we'll make proud all of you that believe in our job.
Thank you. Juan Carlos Osorio, Mexican national team coach. What a great moment there to catch up with him on everything Mexico.